more. When my child got the shots, was fine before that, and then started having seizures. And when you start hearing that more than a couple of random times, and then you hear stories in the hundreds, if not thousands, in the tens of thousands, and then in the millions, you know, you want to start really listening to what you're hearing. And then when you see the comparison between children who are getting these shots, who are coming down with these serious conditions, and then you compare them to the children who are not getting the shots, who have minimal of these chronic conditions, it should raise your head up and go, what are we doing? And so when I started looking into the ingredients that are in these shots, it made complete sense to me what I was seeing.
What are the ingredients?
Well, one ingredient is called aluminum. And you'll hear many pediatricians say, the amount of aluminum that's in vaccines is so small compared to the amount of aluminum children will be exposed to in their lifetimes. But the aluminum in the shots is not the same as the aluminum you might breathe in through the air or that might be in the earth. But it's also different when you inject it directly into the bloodstream, because that aluminum is capable of going into the brain. And even though the science shows that it's capable of going into the brain, people walk around saying, why are all these kids getting neurological problems? Why does 1 in 5 children in our country have neurodevelopmental disabilities? Why do 1 in 36 have autism, or 1 in 10 with ADD, ADHD, or why does 1 in 20 under the age of 5 have seizures? And so something's happening to the brains of our kids. It's right there in the shots. The description of what aluminum does, the description of what polysorbate 80 does, the description of what sorbitol does in the MMR, all points lead to Rome. All points lead to materials entering the brain. And yet doctors insist there's no correlation between the shots and children's deteriorating neurological conditions. And it's like a dead horse is on the lawn. Nobody smells it, nobody sees it, but people just keep walking by it, even though it's there. And the more we do studies looking at the comparison of the health of children who are fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, and unvaccinated, the more we see that children who are unvaccinated across the board are healthier, and those who are fully vaccinated are not. And when the parents do their own study, they vaccinate their first or second kids, they partially vaccinate their second or third kids, and then they have fourth and fifth kids, they see the example. And what does the authority say to them? You don't know what you're talking about. Your experience is right there in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
They've run their own test.
But again, the authorities say they know better. Well, no, the studies show that's not true. It's like you going into the emergency room, you saying to the doc, I broke my fifth metacarpal bone in my hand. He said, how'd you do it? I said, I punched the wall. And the doctor says, no, I'm sorry, that's not the way you broke your hand. But that's what we're seeing in this country and in the world. Your own experience no longer matters. And it's happening in the millions, if not tens of millions.
Tell me, what is the rate of, and they knew, by the way, for 10 years that the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella shot was causing autism in boys, particularly black boys. They knew that for 10 years and hid it, right?
It's actually almost 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, the study was started in 2002. It was published in Pediatrics in 2004. And William Thompson, who was one of the lead investigators, didn't come out with it until years later.
He was a whistleblower?
The CDC whistleblower. But, you know, he was quieted. And as many people know, the United States Congress will not subpoena him to appear in front of Congress to actually tell everyone what really went down.
And it did cause a higher rate of autism in black boys, right?
That's correct. When black boys in that study were...
Where is Black Lives Matter right now on that?
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to Black Lives Matter.
I know, but and I'm being facetious, of course, but you would think if they would be like want to scream and holler and say, hey, if Black Lives Matter, why did their government knowingly let this happen to black boys?
I don't think that's the agenda of
Black
Lives
Matter.
Of course
it's not. Exactly right. Exactly right. What is the trajectory for boys and all students having autism? I mean, I've seen some charts that show that if this stuff keeps up, this is going to be nuts as far as the rate of autism in children.
Well, the thing is that autism is a subset of children with neurodevelopmental disabilities. So 1 in 5 children in our country have neurodevelopmental disabilities. That's the real concern. Autism is just a subset of that. The bigger problem is that boys are developing neurodevelopmental disabilities.
So how does it manifest?
4 to 1, 5 to 1 to girls.
How does that manifest? If not in autism, how else does it manifest?
Learning disability, speech delay, coordination problems, social problems, antisocial behavior, oppositional defiant disorder.
Anxiety.
Anxiety, depression.
Okay, so let me ask you this. We give these kids shots because the schools mandate some of it. The doctors are pushing it. You know, the government's telling it's all great. Then these kids grow up. They become adolescents, and they start to have problems, and they know something's wrong with them. They know something's going on, right? They know something. So they start to self-medicate, and they turn to marijuana. And then we start seeing them go from marijuana to stuff stronger. Or then we start seeing them steal and be involved in things to get the money, to get the marijuana. And pretty soon our juvenile courts are full of this.
Sure.
And then they move into being adults, and then they're adults. I guess the point I'm making is I don't make excuses for people's behavior when everything's equal. But we have created a generation of young boys who we have damaged, I believe, in one regard with vaccines. Created these issues, they begin to self-medicate, and next thing you know, they're into crime, and then our court. And what I'm saying is, I don't think our prosecutors and our judges are taking any of this seriously.
Well, I agree, and just to reiterate something I said earlier, boys are almost 3 to 1 or 4 to 1 or even 5 to 1 more affected with neurodevelopmental disabilities than girls. And so we're watching the demise of our boys becoming men, and that weakens your society.
Absolutely, it
and
does.
So what happens to these boys is they become a cash cow for the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh yeah,
because every problem that they have is met with more pharmaceutical interventions. So if it's not marijuana, it's Ritalin or Adderall or any of the other stimulants that are just so called slow them down.
Right.
And then their ability to hold down a job because they can't focus goes down.
Increases the welfare state.
Correct.
Do you have a website?
Dr. Palevsky, DrPalevsky.com. Also, @dr.palevsky on Instagram. I have a Telegram, Lawrence B. Palevsky, MD. I do Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P.
Oh, good.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and I have a weekly podcast on Thursday nights at 7 p.m.
Okay, so can I get you back on Lindell TV when we have more time to have you on for a longer period?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, can I get your number?
Sure.
Not right now on air. Yeah,
not
when
on
we
the
go
air.
Off air here, then I'll grab your number.
Sure.
Let's do that, will you?
Absolutely.
In fact, write it on this little sheet of paper. I'm collecting all the numbers on that sheet of paper.
Okay.
Write it on that because I want to get you back on for a longer segment on Lindell TV.
Sure.
Pretty
Would
quick. Because I think there's a lot we can talk about.
Great.
Don't you?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you,
it. Thank you, doctor.
Right,
thank
bye.
You.